Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special, Kenneth Copeland shares the benefits of partnering with The Blessing and reminds us that together we can make a difference for Christ in people's lives. Now let's join Kenneth for today's message.
When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, "Surely, this is a sure thing. I guarantee you, in blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you." And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Now, why did he have to patiently endure? Because he had to learn. He never heard of the blessing until God spoke to him one day and said, "I want you to get out of town, Bubba, and leave your kin folks behind." That's probably good advice. For a while, anyway. But see, he had to be trained. He had to be taught. He had to learn. It took a while, but he stayed with it, and he obtained. Now, for men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation, or a covenant, an oath. God said to Isaac, "I will perform the oath that I swore to your father Abraham." An oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. A covenant gets rid of argument. It is written. Amen. Now, wherein? In that confirmation, in that blood covenant, in the blood of Jesus. You remember Melchizedek came to Abram with the bread and the wine? Huh? All right, now hold on to that thought. God willing, you want to know the will of God? This is the will of God. It don't ever change. God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise. Say it to me. That's me.
That's me.
Heirs according to the promise. More willing, more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability. Immutability means absolute, no possible way of change.
Amen.
No chance of change. Impossible to change. The complete unchangeableness of his counsel, his word, he confirmed it by an oath.
Amen.
And that's what he told Isaac he'd do. "I'm going to perform that oath." Now, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, a strong inner strength, or an anchor, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, that which enters into that within the veil, wherefore the forerunner for us is entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever. Forever. After the order of Melchizedek.
Yes.
He has the same orders on him that Melchizedek had on him. Two immutable things, the bread, the wine, the body, and the blood of Jesus that confirmed this oath.
Yes, praise God. Hallelujah.
Where the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. This Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, First being by interpretation, King of righteousness, and after that also King of Salem or Jerusalem, which is King of peace. Now come down to verse 6. But he whose descent is not counted from them, not counted from the Levites. Received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promise. Received tithe and blessed. Received tithe and blessed. Now he goes on here to say, and without all contradiction, there is no argument that the less is blessed of the greater. And I'll say it to you again. He received, now remember, Jesus' ministry has the same orders as Melchizedek, right? Actually, it's the other way around. It was the promise and order to Jesus that Melchizedek was functioning under. But as the pattern, he came first. So he's referring to him, a priest forever, with the same orders as Melchizedek. What did God order Melchizedek to do? Go meet Abram and receive his tithe and bless him. Receive his tithe and bless him. Receive his tithe and bless him. You ain't got it yet. Receive his tithe and bless him. When does he bless him? When he brings his tithe. Now you can see why Satan has fought the tithe so hard all these years. You ready? I'm going to load Joe Cannon. I'm telling you. Without argument, the less is blessed of the better. And here, what does he mean here? Here on the earth, right here in Branson. March 2008, the year of blessing without measure. Here, men that die receive tithe. Men called of God in the ministry are ordered by God to receive men's tithe. Now, when pastors get all bothered and all lathered up because somebody not bringing all the tithe to them, you just disqualified yourself for the blessing right then. It ain't your tithe, Jack. I ain't got time to be nice about this. I've been doing this 41 years and I'm tired of it. But I want you to know there are pastors in this world that are true shepherds of God. John Osteen was one of them. And I mean just about every week I'd get a check from that great church in Houston because John would say, now listen, you write down on your tithe envelope if you want a percentage of this to go to somebody's ministry that's blessed you in the Word this week and has fed you the Word of God, you write it down there. We'll see to it that they get it.
Praise God.
Well, dear God, look at that church today. Praise Joel God. Osteen's pastoring that thing today. My Lord, it took the biggest facility in the city of Houston to handle them, and now they're overflowing it. But now listen, here men that die receive tithes, but there he who? Melchizedek, Jesus, has orders to receive. receive your tithe and bless you. Blessed be Phil and Lynn Driscoll of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. Possessor of Atlanta, Georgia. Possessor of Cleveland, Tennessee. Possessor of that prison. Possessor of wherever you belong. Wherever your foot goes, Jesus is saying, I'll bless it. And your Lord and ruler, wherever you go. Hallelujah. Amen. I will perform the oath. Read the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy sometime. All of the outline is there. What the priest was ordered to do with the first fruits. Praise God. I mean, he put them in a basket. And he would go before the high priest of those days. And there in that holy place, he would worship God with your tithe. And that same thing is happening today. You take the time to tithe. You didn't tithe when you put it in the bucket. Tithing is done with words of faith. In the 26th chapter of Deuteronomy, it explains there what they were to say before that priest. Well, you go in there and read that and then put New Testament revelation in it. Where they said, I was an alien in a foreign land, talking about Egypt, you know, but I was delivered. You can take the first chapter of the book of Colossians, praise God, giving God thanks, who has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I was an alien traveling through the earth in the curse and in darkness. Thank God you heard my cry. You heard my plea, and I was translated from the kingdom of the devil into the kingdom of the living God. And now I am a priest under the high priest of God. Hallelujah. We're kings and priests with the same orders of Melchizedek. We go and we bless. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries was established in 1967. Since then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have remained faithful to the call of God to preach the uncompromised Word of God to the nations from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Over the past 41 years, over 66.5 million people have made Jesus their personal Lord and Savior through this ministry and others that we support. Thank you, partners, for being a part of this tremendous miracle and helping us declare that Jesus is Lord.
Well, of course I would say thank you. I would tell them what they don't know. That I have a prison ministry, and every week for over 25 years, I minister to women who fill a chapel from front to back, from maybe 50 to 65 or 80 women a week. I don't have a title. I just go because I was commanded to go by God over 25 years ago. But they come so hungry, and they come because it helps them to be better in prison, and they come expecting me to have a word for them. I have a word for them because of Kenneth and Gloria, because they have a word for me. I fill that notebook from front to back, and then I go to that prison every Tuesday. I drive that 150 miles, and I give them what Ken and Gloria gives me that helps me to make it in spite of everything, in spite of what's going on in the natural. I can show them how to live a triumphant, victorious life because of what Ken and Gloria give me. Not just the good, not just the up, but everything. And that's what I give them. And that's what strengthens them because Ken and Gloria strengthen me. And that's why I love them. I just love them. I love them as though they're my own family. And I partner with them because of what they give me. And what they give me gives to my ladies in prison. And it's just, it works.
In the fall of 2007, Kenneth Copeland Ministries dedicated a new building, the Partner Service Center, a building that is dedicated to meeting the needs of the partners and friends of KCM. Prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and this building is the heart of our prayer outreach.
If anybody were to ever do open heart surgery on this ministry, it'd be in this room. Because this is what we do. Every TV broadcast, everything we do, I'm talking to my partner. And I appreciate it.
Every week, Kenneth Copeland Ministries receives over 14,000 calls. Each call represents a person in need of prayer who knows that we're here for them. KCM prayer ministers are changing lives, one prayer at a time.
The partners and friends, the callers can always know that when they call here, they're going to get the word. They're going to get the scripture. And that's the thing that our hope is anchored in the word of God.
So they can expect to hear a good word of encouragement, the word of God. They can expect a friendly voice. And though there might be many miles between us, in the spirit, there's no distance. We can send forth a word just like Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they're life. They can expect to have available to them power dynamic in its working to change the situation.
We're here to stand with them. We're here to walk with them through it. They think sometimes that they're alone, but they're not alone. We are here. We're here and we're praying for them. There's times that I've been driving home and I'll think of a partner or a friend that I've spoken to that day or maybe 2 weeks prior. And I just start praying for them. And I just start thinking, Lord, whatever it is, I thank you, Lord, that that situation is resolved. And just praying over them.
One aspect of our prayer ministry is our outbound phone calls made to people who have sent in letters or emails requesting prayer. We also call during times of disaster.
Truly are the body of Christ. And when we're communicating back and forth with our partners and friends of the ministry, we're like a family. And when there is a tornado, when there is a storm, we can call them. We can let them know, hey, we're here for you. What can we do to help you? We love you. We care for you. We immediately, whenever we find out any information about storms or any type of tragedy within the weather or anything around the United States, we immediately begin to pray. As a body of Christ, as KCM employees, we pray together. We stand on the word. We know the covenant that God has. And we stand in that. We pray for them. And it's a blessing to be able to call them and say, hey, you're not alone. We're here for you. You've got a body of Christ. I'm your sister in the Lord.
It's not unusual to get a call from Kenneth Copeland Ministry saying, we heard there's fires in your area. Can we pray with you? Are you being affected by it? I don't know any other ministry that does that. And it's when you least expect it. You know, you get this phone call, somebody willing to pray with you about something. And that's what partnership is about to me, is that we're there for each other.
Whenever there's a disaster, some type of natural disaster, or sometimes they'll just call to see how you're doing. And it's wonderful to know that you're not alone and that they care for you.
KCM has a heart for the entire world to know that Jesus is Lord and provides prayer ministers for our Spanish-speaking partners and friends.
This word that's coming from Kenneth Copeland Ministries is able to destroy and bring down those walls of poverty, injustice, hopelessness that they face not only in Latin America but all over the world. But it's especially unique to the Spanish-speaking world because there is a very tangible hunger and a desire for the Word of God, for that faith that's coming from KCM. And so, you know, with a heartfelt expression of appreciation, you know, as we look to Latin America on a daily basis praying for them, we say that Dios es bueno y Jesús es el Señor.
The Word tells us that He will never leave us nor forsake us, and He is here yesterday, today, and forever. So just as Jesus is everywhere, so wherever our partners and friends are, that's where it's important for us to be able to minister to their particular need there in their situation, whether it's floods or families or divorces or sickness. And, of course, the Word of God is the map that we travel through. It's our roadmap to life.
Remember, Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you.
God is a people God. Jesus is a people person. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is a people ministry. We are about helping people. We're not about machines and money and all of that. That's all part of helping people. But you don't ever use people to get
things. You used things to bless and love people. Praise God. I just want to go on record saying that again today and make that very, very clear. This ministry was founded on prayer. We have prayer ministers in Australia, Canada, Europe, South Africa, the Ukraine, the United States, and we've got them in places, praise God, we don't even know about because people are out there praying. Our partners are out there praying, and God calls people in this ministry to pray for other people all the time. Amen. Now, every Friday is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and because the Lord said that to me a number of years ago, and this let him taught that is taught. This is Galatians chapter 6. Let him that is taught in the Word communicate or respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. It is God that said that. Well, you know, I was raised in church. I mean, I didn't pay attention to it much, but I was raised there. I mean, I was there all the time. And the only thing I ever heard about that I could remember is bad stuff. Boy, you're going to reap what you sow one of these days. Well, it has to do with good stuff to say it's bad stuff. Not just talking about reaping the price of sin. It says, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit, or he that sows to the Spirit of God that is teaching him, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Father, thank you in your word. Reveal to the people their part of the finances of this ministry and partnership with this ministry. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there's a lot of good things that have come out in this all week long, walking in the blessing and so forth. Go to the website and watch them again. Now, Gloria's going to be teaching on healing, messages that came from healing school that she taught at the Believers' Convention. Amen. Let me remind you, your offering outside the United States stays in the area where you are. It doesn't come to the U.S. It'll stay right there in the area where you're watching and listening. See you next time. Jesus is Lord.
Hi, my name's James Green. I'm here with Kenneth Copeland Ministries from the European office. We're going to speak to some people later on and see what God's been doing in the meetings.
Because love and faith and the blessing of God draws everything you could possibly dream of.
When he said that you're blessed, I went home last night and I stood up really tall in the bedroom. I thought, I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. And it doesn't matter anything, you know, about if there's anything wrong, because Jesus will fix it all, whatever's wrong.
You're not blessed because you're rich. You're rich because you're blessed.
I have a four-year-old. When he saw him, he kept shouting, screaming, Papa Copeland, you know. We are in love with the integrity of the ministry and the power behind the ministry.
No matter what age you are, it's always going to be relevant because it's the Word of God and it's truth, so...
The atmosphere has been tremendous. People have come really hungry and expectant for what God's going to do in their lives, and there's just been such a move of the Holy Spirit here. It's been amazing.
It's such a privilege to have Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland come and preach in England to us and to receive a word of the living God from them.
Because of Jesus, all the nations have received the blessing of Abraham. Give the Lord a praise.
He has a master plan for your life. You're a masterpiece with a master plan.
There's so much inside me and I don't feel like I can contain it. And it's like, okay, how do I work this out?
I love you too. This is a great group. Y'all are so turned on. Hallelujah.
It's just amazing when you can get in a corporate anointing and you just get carried away and you've got like-minded people all just praising the Lord.
Thank God for the Word. Thank God for the
pleasure of living under its influence.
The capability of actually getting there is a reality. And that challenged me to go home and sort of say, I'm going to do this. I'm going there.
I can see that the atmosphere of UK is definitely changing. There's an excitement for God.
Well, God's been doing some awesome things here in Bournemouth. And let's go to Switzerland and see what God's going to do there.
Hi, I'm Tanya with Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Welcome to the 2008 Basel Victory Campaign. Let's check out what's happening at this conference over the next 3 days.
The whole environment, the whole ministry and all the people, we're like one big family.
It's extremely worth it. It's just, if you just enter the room, you almost get knocked over and it's just, wow. My expectations were far exceeded. It seems like a bomb of faith was dropped on me and the whole congregation by Kenneth and Gloria. I'm so excited.
Father, I just lift up every person in this place right now.
Vater, ich hebe jede Person vor dich gerade jetzt.
Jesus, you're the healer.
Jesus, du bist der Heiler.
With Gloria Copeland.
Gloria Copeland about healing. She's a very good teacher, and I enjoy the way she teaches a lot. And of course, Kenneth Copeland himself. It's so exciting to hear a prophetic word from God, like the one I heard at Frankfurt a few years ago.
You cannot fight thoughts with thoughts.
Man kann Gedanken nicht mit anderen Gedanken bekämpfen.
The spoken word has authority over thoughts.
Sondern das gesprochene Wort hat Vollmacht.
Something great. Just awesome and heavenly. Wonderful. I received way more than I expected. Very good. I was so drawn in. You can't sit there and not be touched. Totally. I think you can feel it already downstairs with the greeting team. You can already feel it. Wow, something's here.
Life is better.
I think the Holy Spirit is just more in reach. It is exciting to be here, and it builds up so much. It can't cost too much. What you receive here is so much more, no matter what the cost was to come here.
I will say in the Lord.
Ich werde vom Herrn sagen.
He is my refuge and my fortress.
If you became a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, remember to request your free new partner package online at kcm.org. You may also call our toll-free number or write Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This is the year of the fullness of blessing, and together we can make a difference.